Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This was for Rabbi Nirmal Rasi Sheyichu. Leinishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel and Leschus Moshe Rabbi Peshadina. It says in the Gemara in Brachas Tav says Vavonal of Karvel Adikdek Biyosi Yoseh Biyosi Amar Yatsu Bidar Meloya to the Rambam in the second paragraph of Vilchus Kriyishma. Right, based on this Gemara, because the Gemara says V'rit Shema and you wrote Medakdek, you didn't say the letters carefully. Properly, Rabbi Yossi says you're yotze. Rabbi says you're not yotze. Rama writes it's arch ledaktik beos yosef im lo diktik yotze. See, passing like Rabbi Yossi, that even without diktik beos yosef you're yotze. However, in the first paragraph of Vilchus Kriyas Shema Lechadala, the Rama writes that if a person reads Shema when he finishes the first pasuk, he says quietly boshen kvod machsolam behed, and then he reads regularly v'haftas Hashem Elokecha at seif. So we have to understand the lashon of v'choizer kedarko, because the Rama writes v'choizer v'koyre kedarko v'yohaftas Hashem Elokecha. So what does it mean when he says v'choizer v'koyre kedarko? He goes and he reads in his normal way. What does it mean kedarko? So they say in the name of the Brisker Rav that there's a machlokas if Rosh Hashanah Kavod Machsolam is included in Kriya Shema. It's not included in Kriya Shema. The Torah, it's not there, right? So is it part of Kriya Shema or not Kriya Shema? But even if we say that it's included in Kriya Shema, nevertheless, it's not a pasuk in the Torah. And the din diktuk ba'osi oseha was only said about psukim in the Torah. So according to that, we can say that the Rambam says v'choz v'kari kedarko is kederech she'ar Kriya Shema that you're medaktik v'kriyasa ma'she'enkein baruch she'en kavod ma'chusolam ve'ed. There's no din of diktuk v'kriyasa of saying the letters, enunciating the letters properly. So says the Gevurah Yitzchak, and he continues that the Torah in Aruch Chaim and Simon Samach Aleph writes that you have to medaktik v'kriyasa v'lo v'kriya Shema bilved al af p'psuk et ziru b'tfila v'osap rogem es kevoido shabchi Yerushalayim etc. And the Beis Yosef writes so in the name of the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Sefer Ayira, same thing. Rav David Kimchi writes Shemachol Eis Sheyikra Adam B'Torah V'Viyam Ksum Tzarech Lizar V'Liz Hir V'Kriya Shema V'Adin B'Chol Kriya Mashes Hir V'Kriya Shema L'Shtei Ilois Hachas B'nei Sheyish Ba'Ozim Aparash Yisich Hashem Kabbal Samach Shemaim V'Acherish Ko Yisrael Kornos V'Pamayim B'Yom V'Chol Me'am Aretz L'Fikach Hayutzichim L'Hazir Elayim B'nei Am Aretz She'enim B'Kiyam V'Kriya. So you have to have special care to do Shema properly, because number one, there's Yichud Hashem, we talk about the oneness of God, Kabbal Samachus Shemaim, and also that all Jews read it twice a day. And you have to, even Ame Aretz, Ame Aretz aren't normally Bikim B'Kriya, so you have to tell them to read it properly. So from this Rav David Kimchi, from this Radak, it would seem that the din of Diktuk is a halacha B'Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore the Radak writes, as we read at the beginning, Shebuchol Eitz Shekra the Matar Nevim Uksuv, we have to be careful. So it's a din in Kriyas HaTorah as well, and there's a din to be medaktik b'chol eis shekar adam b'tar neviyim uksuvim. The Gemara Darshan is a din of diktuk, because it says v'limadatem shili mutchatam shetitain rebach bein advekim. So it seems that it's a din in Kriyas Shema, medine Kriyas Shema, that you have to read the Kriyas Shema properly. But you could say that it's not only a din in Shema, but v'limaditem, it's learned from the word v'limaditem, she'eli mutchatam. So that's all of Talmud Torah, right? The word v'limaditem is talking about Talmud Torah in general. So it's a din in Talmud Torah that you have to read all the letters properly. And when you read Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, so according to what he says, it would appear that when you say Baruch Shem, which isn't a pasuk in the Torah, there's no din diktuk. However, according to what the Torah says, in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, that even in Psuk Edizirman and Tefili have to be medaktik, and not in Kriya Shema, it would appear that the same would apply to Baruch Shem Kavod Machasolam Ved. You'd also have to be medaktik, because you see that it's not a din dafka in the Torah, because you have to be careful also in Psuk Edizimra and Tefila. So Memela, it's not a din in Kriya Shema alone, and Memela, it would seem that it would apply to Baruch Shem as well. But if it's a din dafka in Talmud Torah, with the Maditem, that you have to enunciate the words properly, you should separate between different words, that you don't sit the last letter and the first letter are the same letter, the last letter of the previous word and the first letter of the next word are the same letter. So you have to make sure to have a separation in between them so that you don't read them together. So if that's a din in Talmud Torah, then it wouldn't apply to Baruch Shem. But if it would be a din in Psukah Dezirman Tefillah as well, then it would seem to apply to Baruch Shem Kvod Machusel Le'olam Vo'ed. The Gemara says Veron Tesvav Amrav, Man Tana Chereshim Adar Veno Shemeir Diabin Lichot Chilul Loyam, Rav Chizda Rabbi Yosi. So who's the Tana that says that a Cheresh who's Medaber Veino Shemeir, who speaks and he doesn't hear, he can't hear, so he's, he can only be Tarim B'diyevid but not Lichot Chilul because he can't hear the Bracha. Rav Chizda says that's Rabbi Yosi. So the Rambam in the second parak of Vilchus Kriya Shema Halacha Ches writes that if a person reads Shema, he has to be Mashmiya La'aznav Kshukor Evim Lo Shmiya La'azno Yatsa. So from the Lashon of the Rambam, it's Mashma that you have to be Choytech B'Kriyasu B'Svasa V'Losha Yigra B'Libo. He writes HaKorei Kriya Shema Tzarech La'ashmiya La'aznav Kshukor. If you're not, you're Yotze, but you should still, it's better to be Mashmiya La'aznav B'Choytech B'Kriya. However, the Rambam in Uchus Brachas, Parak Aleph Alech Zayin, writes, Kol HaBrachas Kulon Tzarech She'ashmiya La'aznav. Masha Omer Vim Lo Shmiya La'aznav Yotze Ben Shotze B'Svasav Ben Shabirach B'Libah Reisha Yotze Afilu La'otze B'Svasav. So you see in the Rambam that when it comes to Brachas, you have to Mashmiya La'aznav what you say, and if you weren't, you're Yotze. Whether you verbalized it, or even if you blessed in your heart, your Yotze. The Shagas Arya explains in Samach Vav that the Rambam holds that they argue on Chafam and Beis, Ravina says, Hira Kedibur Dami. And the other opinion is that Hira is Lav Kedibur Dami. They're only arguing about Kriya Shema, where this says Dibur, V'dibar Tabam, that Dibur, you require Dibur. And there they're arguing, is Hira Kedibur Dami is thinking, like saying it or not, that's where you require Dibur. Shakol HaMitzvahs, where it doesn't say specifically Dibur, there everybody would agree that by Hira is enough, and therefore Birchas HaMazim, where it says V'achal Tisvat Erech Tistam, and it doesn't say Dibur, the Hira alone is enough. Even if you hold here a lav kedibur dami, because it doesn't say dibur, and therefore you don't need dibur, and that would apply to all the brachas which are midivrei sofrim. Okay, birchas hamazon d'oraisa tikkun, and behira baal masagi would be enough just to think them in your heart, and therefore the Rambam says that kol brachas kulan tzarech shishmiya la'azna mashehu omer. But if he isn't, then he's yotzei because there's no special din of Dibur. Even if you don't have the Hira Kedibur Dami, it doesn't matter, it doesn't need to be Kedibur, because the Hira is enough. Now in the Tshuvas, Rav Shlomo Eger, he asks, that would appear that Rav Yossi requires that you have to be Mashmiya La'azno, that is only in Kriya Shema, which requires Dibur. There Rav Yossi holds the Medini Dibur She'ashmiya La'azno, otherwise you're lacking Torah's Dibur. But if you don't need Dibur at all, and Hira is enough, there is no din to be Mashmiya La'azno, and if so, B'birchas HaMitzvahs, that you don't require Dibur, then you shouldn't have to Mashmiya La'azno. So what's the Gemara comparing Birchas HaMitzvahs, the Kriya Shema, that you have to be Mashmiya La'azno, B'birchas HaMitzvahs? Is the Gemara started with Kriya Shema, and then it started talking about Birchas HaMitzvahs, Matan Echer Shemadab Rebeinu Shemea, the Evident Lechatchila La'az, Rav Chizda says, that it's Rav Yossi. But what's the Tzushtel B'chla? Kriya Shema, that you require Dibur, so there, or you have to be Mashmiya La'azno. There, lechatchila, you have to be Mashmiya La'azno. Kriya Shema, it says, v'dibar tabam. You have to be Mashmiya La'azno. But when it comes to regular brachas, why should you have to be Mashmiya La'aznayim? However, it would appear that the Rabbi Yossi holds, the Tzarech Lashmiya La'azno, it's not Midinei Dibur, but rather it's a Din Bifnei Atzmo that we learn from Shema, they have to be Mashmiya La'azno. The Rambam paskins the Chos Brachas that you're Yotze, even if you're not Notzi B'Svasa, if you're just Mevarech B'Libo, nevertheless, he writes, Lechatchili, you have to be Mashmiya La'azno. So in the same way, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's Ma'akev Lashmiya La'azno, even if you don't require Dibur, you can say that it's ma'akev l'hashmiya la'azno, that there's a special din. It's not midin dibur, but it's midin the Rabbi Yossi holds that you have to mashmiya la'azno to din bifnei atzmo, that you have to mashmiya la'azno even if you don't require dibur, but you have to still be mashmiya la'azno. In the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, he holds that since we pass in all brachas need l'chatchil l'hashmiya la'azno, because we learn from Kriya Shema Shema Shmiya la'azno hamashtamotzi mipicha. So even if you're motzi b'piv, which is definitely dibur ma'ali, nevertheless you need hashmas ozen as well. So if that's the case, then the same would apply to ksiva kedibur dami. Nevertheless, That's only kisvasav nosva kol leishma. There's no voice that's heard. So even though we pass him b'di'evit, even below shmi alaznu yasa, nevertheless, according to Rabbi Yose, you're not yotze, even b'di'evit, b'li hashmas ozen. And the same would apply that you're not yotze, b'ksiva. So the Rikiv Eger is holding that kshemotzio b'fiv, ve'eno mashmi ala ozen, lo chaser b'toyras dibur, ela have dibur ma'alia, that he holds that when you verbalize it and you're not mashmi'a la'ozen, you're not lacking Torah's dibur. It's a very good dibur. Just as a din bifnei atzmo that he have to be mashmi'a la'ozno, and therefore he holds that ksiva is no good because ksiva is not mashmi'a la'ozno. So we paskin that b'di'evit gam b'lo shmi'a la'ozno yatzah, but according to Rabbi Yossi, as we see in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yossi is assumes that Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara concludes that according to Rabbi Yossi, even with the Evan, that you're not Yotze if you're not Mashmi Elazno. But I'll call upon him, there's a special din of being Mashmi Elazno. And it's not because of Dibur, it's because of a special din of being Mashmi Elazno. It's a din b'fnei atzmo. And it's also Muchach from Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that Ksivat lo mahani mipnei debin and hashma la'ozen. So if we, because we, Ksivat doesn't work because we require Shmei la'ozen. So if you hold that din Shmei la'ozen is medinei Dibur, because Chaser b'Torah is Dibur, Kshena Mashmi Elazno. So ksiva, where it's not shaykh to have a shema la'ozen, so it's not chaser b'tarets ksiva kedibur. So what's the problem? It's not shaykh here to have a shema la'ozen, so why should ksiva be lacking? So it must be that Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that a shema la'ozen is a din b'fnei atzma shelo b'tarets dibur, and memele, even though ksiva kedibur ma'aliyah, it's very good dibur, nevertheless chaser a shema la'ozen. Al kopanim, we learn that a shema la'ozen is a din b'fnei atzma she'eno tolei b'tarets dibur, and because of that, the Gemara says very well that according to Rabbi Yossi, even b'birchas hamitzvahs, where you don't need dibur, nevertheless, you need to be mashmi ala ozen, and otherwise, it's no good. Matan echer shamadab rabbeinu shomea di'evet in l'chadchila lo. Am Rav Chisda Rabbi Yossi. Because you're right, it's birchas hamitzvahs, and it's not kriyashma, so there's no Torah's dibur, but nevertheless, you still have to be mashmi ala ozen, because it's din b'fnei atzmo of Hashma La'ozen. So as the Gemara says, that's Dafka Kriyashma, Kriyashma Rabbi Yossi holds even Lechatchila na, even B'di'evit not, and birchas hamitzvah dafka lechatchila na and dafka lechatchila lo, but b'di'evit kain. And then we want to say that no, maybe even birchas hamitzvah, that even birchas hamitzvah b'di'evit not. Dilma Rabbi Hudahi, that was the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. So he said that v'gabe kriyashma your yotzei is b'di'evit. See here also by birchas hamitzvah yotzei b'di'evit. And Rabbi Yossi will hold that you're not even Yossi b'di'evit. So, however you understand the whoever is the author of the Braisa in the Mishnah that says Chayr Shamadab Ravenu Shamea d'evit in l'chilalo, that only b'di'evit yes, l'chila not. So we asked, how do you compare? And then we wanted to compare that to the Mishnah about Kriya Shema. And we said that what are you talking about? Kriya Shema is a... there's a special din dibur. So there you have to be mashmi'a la'oznayim. But who says that when there's no special din dibur, you have to be mashmi'a la'oznayim? And the answer is that like we saw, no, even without the special din dibur, There's a din, independent din, that you have to be mashmi'a la'oznayim. So you're right, there's nobody b'di'evit b'am b'birchas hamitzvahs, but there is a din of hashma'a la'oznayim, just like there is also by kriya shma, where there is a special din dibur, but even b'birchas was no din dibur, you still have to be mashmi'a la'oznayim, and b'meila, the Gemara can compare the two. So we obviously have a lot to say, and there's a lot to say about these topics, but as man katzar v'malacha meruba, so I hope that we're able to revisit this sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.